some alterations that are going to be made at Comerica Park and apparently going to be in place for the actual start of the 2023 season, which, again, you're looking here, we're pretty much mid-January. It's only 3 months away. Better get to work down there, guys.
They're going to need it.
Yeah.
The big story is that the center field wall will be moved in 10 feet from 400. Well, which is interesting in the first place, because it's listed at 420. It's actually 422.
You're right, yeah.
So it's being moved in 10 feet to now be at 412, which I find interesting, because if it was 422, why was it listed at 420? Why didn't they change the digit out there? Doesn't matter anymore.
I don't know.
Yes. For that matter, they're also making references here. That's the only fence that's actually being moved in. While they're lowering other fences,
yeah,
it'll be a uniform 7-foot wall around the whole ballpark.
Correct.
But the other dimensions are going to apparently stay the same, though some wanted left field to be moved because that's at 345 feet, which down the line is,
yep,
is a good poke. Though in this story I have here, it says at least left field is now going to be redimensioned with the actual dimension it is, which apparently is actually 342 feet, not 345 feet, as it says on the wall now. So they're not going to touch the wall, but they're going to change it to the right distance. Really?
Oh, okay.
So why now? If it's been 342 all these years, why are we changing it now?
So they have to do a paint job on that?
Must be.
All right.
Must be. There's long been talk about it. You know, when Comerica Park first opened, it was even deeper, especially the power alleys. They fixed that when they moved the left field fence in just a couple of years after the park opened in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been call for center field to be moved in, too. So they're finally gonna do that. Apparently, when it comes to the wall in right field, it says it's going to be rebuilt, and the railing is going to be pushed back. The first row of seats will be eliminated, be about 50 seats, and there'll be a buffer zone of plants between the railing and the first row of seats.
Oh, all right. So, buffer zone.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it'll look lovely.
Yeah. But you want to guess have fans being able to reach over and
suppose
interfere with play.
Now, so they're removing 50 seats.
That's what it says, yeah.
That's money.
That is money. It doesn't say that they're going to put them someplace else. You know, maybe.
Oh, they'll probably find a way.
Oh, I'm sure.
if it got to the point where the Tigers needed 50 seats, you're right.
Yeah.
They would find a way.
They'll find a way.
Unfortunately.
I was just thinking they'd probably find a way to make up the revenue.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that too.
In a different way.
Yeah, in a different way. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point, too. They could also do that. How do we make up these 50 seats? Well, play better baseball, they have fans that would fill those 50 seats, and then we'll be okay.
Yeah, that's one way.
New, safer 3-inch foam padding is going to be used all the way around on the walls. And even the home bullpen is going to be redone with expanded seating and better sight lines for the players. Well, that's not a fan thing, but...
I was wondering about that. Those players, the pitchers out there in the bullpen, like, it seems like they're so far away. Especially when you're there, you realize how far away they are.
I mean, removed. Yeah, you're kind of stuck away from the game. You kind of get lost out there.
And I never really liked how, right? I'm not wrong. I'm thinking about this off the top of my head. Dead center field, no fans out there at all, right?
No.
Not even a walkway.
There,
right?
Well, there's a walkway behind the screening. You can walk behind, but they do have... You know the.
I've never liked that.
They have the fireworks and stuff, isn't it? At night. So.
And they have the you know, the vehicles up there, the batter's eyes there, the hedges. But behind that, you can actually walk, so you can circulate through Comerica Park. But once you're behind there, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never been a fan of that. I've never been a fan. I like having a stadium that is surrounded by people.
Yeah.
I just do.
Yeah, well, I think
that's what.
Where would you put the fireworks?
throw it out in center field.
They'd find a place to stand.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they would.
Yeah. It's just, I think that's what makes it also just look so, I don't know, what's a wide open, I guess, out there. And it's never ending. And there's no enclosure. It's just, I don't know, space.
Of course.
Keeps going.
All this means that our Tigers are no doubt World Series bound now.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right. This will do it. Yeah, I'm sure.
Fixing the stadium. That's always.
That's all they needed.
That's all they need.
You know, sometimes, you know, you think it's the players got to fix. Nope. In this case, it's the stadium.
Well,
now, the Tigers have been working on getting some players and things like that, so I can't, you know. We'll give them a little leeway. This, by the way, will make the Tigers now the It used to be the longest fence. Now it's going to be the second longest fence.
Oh.
Coors Field in Denver, now going to be at 415. The Tiger, yeah, because the Tigers will be at 412. The league average for center field, by the way, is 402.
Okay.
So.
Now, let's say that makes sense out there in Colorado, since the ball travels
more. Yeah, the ball travels far. Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Well, we also know that opposing teams will probably enjoy the fences being brought in as well.
Yeah, as much as we hope to help the Tigers, unfortunately.
What will that do, though, when we bring in the fences at Comerica Park, but then they go to another stadium where they're farther out? They're going to have to swing harder.
Yeah, that's the uniqueness of baseball.
Yeah,
that's why I love baseball, by the way, compared to your other major sports. I mean, other the other sports, you know, you play on a uniform football field, basketball court, and hockey rink.
And that was back in the day in hockey, that wasn't the case.
No.
All the arenas had their quirks and all that in different dimensions. But yeah, nowadays everything's uniform.
In baseball, I mean, yeah, it's 90 feet between bases, 60 feet, 6 inches between the pitcher's mound and home plate. But once you get to the outfield,
yep.
Oh,
and
that's what makes baseball.
And the sight lines as well, you know, and mm-hmm. for foul balls and everything. Some stadiums have more ground, some have less.
That's what makes baseball the best game of all.
I agree.